Canada Interview Night 2015.
Academic officer.
Now I'm joined by four of the five candidates for the USU elections 2015. How are you all feeling?
Good.
Yeah.
Tired. Good, thank you.
Good. Now I'll just get straight into the questions. Most of you mention increasing lecture recordings in your manifestos. Now, how do you aim to achieve this across all departments at the university? Shall we start with Thomas Ron?
That's a good question. And while the university actually has, as a whole, said that it's a good idea, many departments have shown reluctance. I think a good way to do this is to work with the faculties, because many faculties will have departments that have had the lecture caption. It works well. And I think that we should make this a faculty-wide decision. Let the faculties decide to have lecture capture, and then it's hard for the departments to say no. I'd also want to talk to the departments. I want to talk to the heads of departments, show them statistically this works, because it does. Statistically, lecture capture is a very good idea. Show them statistically it works. Statistically, it helps them get their results out, and I think that's really important. So both by working in the new facilities and talking to departments is the way we're going to get this done. Get them convinced and make it a university-wide initiative is where it gets done.
Reza?
Yeah, so definitely it's a very similar point. The university is in the process of going through implementing lecture recordings. Other universities like Warwick already have lecture recordings and they've not had any problems. It's been very beneficial for students. So definitely working with departments, heads of board of studies are very helpful for this as well. And I'm sure they'll be able to pass that on to their relevant staff.
Sean, do you have anything else?
Yeah, as I mentioned on Monday, I kind of implemented it quite a lot in my department last year because we were having a few modules that are really hard to follow about science, sound, and cinematography as it was. And I think one of the biggest problems we've had as a result is that it's an opt-in system. So I'd prefer an opt-out system where if you want to opt out, you have to justify it at a Board of Studies meeting or staff student forum to your students.
Mm-hmm. And Tom?
Yeah, I agree with all the other candidates. It's about going to departments, going to individual staff members, explaining why students want lecture capture, how it helps them. You know, it's not, as I said on the debate on Tuesday, it's not used as a substitute for attendance. It's used to help you revise during exam time. You can use it to go over your notes, improve them, revisit complex material, and it's a real help to students with disabilities. So it's about going to departments and explaining all of those things, and then, you know, hopefully that convinces them that it's worth adopting.
Well, you all seem to be in agreement over that one, which is which is nice. Mm-hmm. So many students have messaged us in saying they're unsure about the role of academic officer and what you actually do. How are you going to ensure that the student body knows exactly who you are and what your job entails? Shall I start with Tom Clark first?
Okay. During this week, we've all been going to lectures and giving shout outs and going around and talking to people. I don't see why that has to end a week today when campaigning ends. I think it's a great way of keeping students informed about what you're up to. And I think it's really necessary for academic officer because a lot of the work you do is behind the scenes. It's in meetings with Hes Hall, it's in Board of Studies meetings with academics and department and course reps. So I think getting out there and making the role really, really visible is important. And after all, like, the academic officer works for students. They need to keep students updated as to what they're working on and what they've achieved.
Sean?
Yeah, just to echo that, really, I think the work of the academic officer is very important. It needs to be seen more. But one of my policies is to raise the profile of department reps themselves. I mean, only 65% of students last year knew who their department rep or course rep was. And you've got to raise their profile because they're the ones who are representing them on a day-to-day basis. And the academic officer is then the person who takes that to higher boards.
Reza?
Yeah, definitely. I think department reps are really key here. It's really important for the academic officer to work in a team leader kind of capacity to make sure that department reps can speak to course reps and that they can then speak to the students who they represent. And I also think that it would be good for the academic officer. I'd quite like to do a tour of student staff groups to make sure that they all know who I am and that who the relevant person is who's working with the higher up people in the university to get their views across.
Antron.
Well, I'd say this. The academic officer has long been seen as a quiet man of use, and I think that needs to really change. I've spoken to many students, and they don't know who the academic officer is or what they do. So here's how I'm going to do it. I've been an officer of the Students' Union. I've been good at promoting myself. Everyone knows what I do. The reason that is because I blog. I will blog once every 2 weeks letting students know what I've been up to. I will ensure the meetings of every minute, the minutes of every meeting, tongue twister, the minutes of every meeting I've been to will be publicized on the USU website and will be given to the media so they can scrutinize what I've done. I will make sure all my victories are given to the media. I will also do the same to promote department reps. I will make sure whenever department reps get something done, the student media will know about it so that the department reps get more publicized. They get out there. People know that they're not just names on paper. They're doing that. As well as that, I want course reps to be promoted. In my first year, the SABs did a great job of going on promoting course reps. I'll do the same. I will make sure the SABs go to every lecture in the second week of term, promote the position of course rep, get turnout for those elections, get interest in those elections, get the papers to cover those elections so that we have that interest going in and let that interest carry on.
Well, that was quite rousing. Some candidates, as we have just heard, believe that lecture shout-outs should happen more regularly so that students are more aware of who you are and your achievements throughout the year. Now, given the feeling that many students are aware that they are paying a lot of money for the little contact hours they have, do you think that reducing their lecture time by giving these shout-outs is a wise idea? This is open to
no.
Me. Let's start.
Go on, Reza.
I think the important thing is that lecture shouts don't necessarily have to be during the lecture. There's 5 minutes before the lecture starts at 5 past, where it's very easy to. I mean, we've all been doing this at the beginning. You can just have a quick chat. Most of the points you want to make can be made then, which I think deals with most of those issues.
Yeah, I completely agree with Reza. It's about keeping it short and sweet, giving people just a rough overview of what's been achieved, what's happened, and then signposting them on to where they can find out more information about what's gone on.
I think that's a good point. I think also we can't, you know, don't overdo the lecture shout-outs. I'm not saying we, you know, I don't think anyone here is saying we should do them once a week, or I'm really hoping not. I think, you know, few and far between, but make them count. What I'd also say is email in slides to the department and say, you know, can you, before your lecture, show this slide indicating something's happened? And again, you know, use the student media, go around to student lectures. What I will personally do is I'm going to live on campus if I'm a SAB, and I will make sure I will eat in campus halls. I will sit with students. I will talk to them in an informal matter on their terms so they know what I'm doing. Because we can't talk to every student because that's impossible, but I will make sure that we talk to as many students as possible. I will have my diary easily publicized, not only on the internet. I will have a board in the USU office where it says where I am at every point in time so they know where they can find me. They know what I'm doing. And I will also have time set aside for students and where they know that they can find me in the office or that they can drop in any time so students know they can always find me, they can always contact me, and they'll always know what I'm doing because I'll always be talking to them.
And Sean?
I really dislike lecture shout-outs. I know I've had to do a few, but I've just been felt like terrible and feeling the room just hating me at points and the teacher sometimes. I think if we do our original thing saying where we're going to raise the profile of academic officers and academic representatives, then lecture shout-outs are unneeded. It's only because there's a lack of awareness that we would need to do that. So if the first one follows through, I think the latter is unnecessary.
Interesting. Now, you talked about raising the profile of academic officer. In a sentence, what would you change from this year's academic officer if you were elected?
I would use the blog a lot more. George has barely blogged, and he doesn't go out. I hardly see him outside the office, and many students don't know who he is. I've asked students, you know, whenever I go around talking to him, do you know who the current academic officer is? And maybe about 3 of them have said his name. So I will make sure I'm going out and talking to students. I will make sure, like I said, I will have my diary published in a board in the USU office so they can see where I am at every point in time. I will have office hours on Hez East. I will spend one day a week working on Hez East so people on Hez East don't have to go all the way to Hez West. They can see me. I will make sure that I'll make sure I'm blogging. I'll make sure I'm talking to the student media. I will hold press conferences on my own if I have to. I'll just make sure that I'm always there. And like I said, since I'm living on campus, students will always be able to find me. I will not leave this place. I love this campus too much.
That was the longest one sentence I've ever heard, but thank you, John. No, Reza, what would you do differently?
I think something that Cass did very well was having open office hours in quite an accessible place around campus, so that's something I would continue. And also, as I said before, going around student staff groups to make sure that all of the course reps know who I am, and if any students are present there, they can also talk to me too.
Brilliant. Sean?
I would go to students because I think actually speaking to them one-on-one is how you get good qualitative information to be able to improve on all three campuses. And with my whole study cafes thing, I'd take them tea and have a chat.
And Tom Clark?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of approaching people and being approachable yourself. So open office hours are a great idea, as are going up to students just, you know, when out and about on campus and talking to them and keeping them updated as to what USU's up to. Because after all, the organisation works for students. what we're currently in is a very scary, very long job interview.
Sorry, I hope I'm not too scary at the moment.
It's wonderful.
Now, a point which comes up again and again when it comes to the academic side of the university is the lack of study space during exam season and even just during the rest of term. Now, where on campus exactly would you be able to open up to students during exam season so that they aren't so dependent on the library?
I think the new Piazza building in Hesse East is going to take some stress off that, especially for Hesse East. There's a good bit of study space, and I've said in my manifesto I will consult to make sure students know what they're getting from the Piazza and students have an input. What I would say is you have a lot of seminar rooms that are not being used during exam time that can be booked. I want to make it easier to book them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask departments. So for example, the maths department to advertise the rooms in James G001 to G045, let them know those rooms exist. Say, you can book these rooms at this link. You can book them at the last minute. So as long as no one else has booked them, students can book them. And if they're not booked, students can use them. So I want to make sure students are basically able to know that there are rooms all over campus. There's a whole block behind the courtyard that most students don't even know exists. There's plenty of study space there. You can study by yourself. You can bring some friends. Kind of like what you've done at the library, where you know how full every area is. You can do the same with campus. Say, you know, these rooms are empty. Go study with them. And, you know, they all fall under the purview of different departments. So economics can say Alcon East Wing, that's free. Chemistry can say C-Bomb Roundtree. All those places that we use for seminars, they can be used as study space.
I definitely agree with that. I think that, especially in regards to the seminar rooms, there are quite a few 40 to 50 person seminar rooms around campus that aren't used as much as they should be. I think when the new teaching building is built, those can be transformed into rooms with desks and computers with power sockets that students can then use, and definitely having a way that students can know exactly which rooms on campus are available for study apart from the library would be very helpful.
And Sean?
24/7 opening of the Raymond Burton Building, all of the temporary buildings by James College, the Law and Management Building, and Hendricks Hall.
Very comprehensive.
What I think worked really well in January exam time was the web page, which listed all of the computer rooms on campus and how what a number of those workstations were in use. I know that the library is currently planning to introduce a lot of more workstations in the Harry Furhurst building, including some Mac workstations. So I think it's about publicising that webpage and also, you know, making students aware of where these study spaces actually are, because I know that you've got a study space straight opposite Hendricks Hall with a good 40 computers in it, and quite a few students don't actually know it exists and it's in a prime location on campus.
Okay. Now, one-word answers for this question, please, yes or no. Many of you discuss online feedback in your manifestos, and given that many departments consist of more than 200 students, like my own, English Literature, do you think that the switch will be, on the whole, beneficial, or will it simply lengthen the time that feedback takes to get released? I realise that wasn't a yes or no question, but which one?
Well, when I talk about online feedback in my manifesto, what I'm referring to is student feedback on their modules being placed online. I think, could you say the question again, please?
Would it be beneficial to have online feedback for every student, given that some departments are so large?
Yes,
or will it take a lot of time?
I think it's something that needs to be moved towards, but we need to talk to departments and find out why they're not, what problems they're facing, which are currently preventing them from implementing this system, and work with them to improve it.
Sean, final words?
Yep. I think everything's moving online, so what we need is a central database whereby departments can look at each other and mediate each other in a single database where all student work and assessments are online and they can verify across departments.
Reza?
I think in theory that's very good. In the biology department, we have online feedback, but feedback rates have dropped when that was implemented. So I think getting a balance right, perhaps having students be able to do online feedback after lectures might be more helpful.
Antron, last words.
I think online feedback definitely needs to be implemented. I'd say that, again, it's a good idea to work with departments. I think it's also an idea to basically ensure that the feedback will be provided. Because I'd say, in terms of feedback on our work, I'd rather it be good and wait a little bit longer than it be bad and we wait a short time. As for the feedback I give, I think that we can definitely bring out iPads and ensure that we can get them online possibly after the lecture, as said.
Well, thank you all for joining us here on the Candidate Interview Night 2015 on URY. Those were your academic candidates.